In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉聖父、聖子、聖靈的名。
I've shared with a lot of you that I used to work at a coffee shop in St. Louis when I went to the seminary.
我記得在 St. Louis 讀書的時候，我在一間的咖啡室裡面做工。
That was where I met my wife, Teddy.
在那個咖啡室裡面也都是認識我現在的太太。
That's also where I met a friend of mine named Adam.
我也都認識有一位朋友叫做 Adam。
Adam was a really great guy. He was a Christian, and he had a great sense of humor, and he had this really big beard.
Adam 真係好好啊！一佢係一個好好人啦，第二佢又非常之嘅係好風趣啦，佢係基督徒啦，啊佢都係滿面嘅胡鬚啊。
This will be significant.
即係好特別留意呢一點嚇。
Adam and I went to church together just a few weeks after we became friends because we were both Christians.
當然啦，我哋大家都係基督徒，咁所以我哋咧認識咗之後咧，我哋一齊嘅去教會。
And after one service, especially, we were standing in the middle aisle waiting to shake hands with the pastor.
咁有一次完咗聚會之後咧，我哋就喺個嘅教會嘅走廊中間咧，準備同個牧師握手。
And while we were standing there, there was a little brown-haired boy who had been sitting for way too long.
有一個細路仔咧，就喺中間嗰度等咗好耐。
So we're standing here, and this boy is running laps around our legs.
呢個細路仔好特別咧，就周圍嘅喺我哋側跟咧喺度跑。
And the boy, you know, is running and running, and then all of a sudden he stops because he notices something.
呢個小朋友咧，突然之間就停低咗，因為佢發現咗啲嘢。
And he looks up.
佢又睇高。
And he points at Adam and says.
他就看著 Adam 那裡說
You look like Jesus.
你好像耶穌啊。
We both laughed really hard, and he's been agreed that he was right.
我跟 Adam 都在笑，很大的笑，我們都很同意他的說法。
Especially when you see the little pictures, he has a big beard.
真的，如果你看到 Adam 的時候，你看到他滿面胡鬚，真的好像耶穌啊。
When I went home that day, I started thinking about it, and I realized I'm...Pretty sure there's a sermon in there somewhere.
我翻到屋企谂清楚吓，今日所听到嘅或者真系对我嚟讲系一个嘅讲章。
And there is.
真系有一个嘅教训。
I have something of the same experience as that little brown-haired boy. Whenever I read the Old Testament prophets.
当我睇过嘅旧约先知书嘅时候，我都同呢一个小朋友有同样嘅感觉。
Time and time again, what happens is you'll read about a person of God who is given to speak the word of God.
有时候在旧约里面看到上帝拣选一些人去为上帝宣告一些事。
And many times what they had to say was not very popular.
或者他们所宣告的事人家是不喜欢听。
One example that comes to my mind is the prophet Jeremiah.
有一个例子就是先知耶利米。
Jeremiah was a prophet at a time when the people of God were not acting like the people of God.
当时候上帝的子民他们所做的是耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Another country was coming in to take over.
第二个国家就将会来侵占这个犹大国。
And Jeremiah was given a very, very unpopular message to speak.
耶利米就要将一些的好警告的信息跟以色列人说。
But Jeremiah, even though it was unpopular, spoke that word and he stood beside it and he suffered for it.
耶利米仍然嘅唔怕，佢讲咗之后，佢仍然坚信佢所讲嘅系啱嘅。
If you look in the book of Jeremiah, which is a really interesting book, you'll see at one point he's thrown into a well.
有一次啊，耶利米亦都系俾人抌咗喺一个井入边啊。
There are other times when the whole city calls him names and insults him.
亦都有好时候见到佢被城中嘅人藐视。
And finally, he's locked up, under house arrest.
亦都甚至嘅佢系被关在喺佢嘅房子入边。
Jeremiah spoke and he stood beside a word of God, and he suffered for it.
耶利米佢讲宣讲上帝嘅信息，佢因此而受到遭害。
When I read that, I have to stop, and I notice.That Jeremiah looked a lot like Jesus.
当我睇到呢个嘅耶利米身上所经历嘅，我就想到主耶稣有同样嘅经历。
They have a lot in common.
佢大家都有同样嘅相同之处。
And what we want to talk about today is that according to the New Testament, so will we.
今天我们所思想的根据新约圣经里面的经文话, 我们亦都会有同样的遭遇。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 29, Paul says the same thing.
在新约的腓立比书第一章第29节, 保罗亦都这样讲。
Paul says, For it has been given to you for the sake of Christ, that you should not only believe in his name, but that you should also suffer for his sake.
保罗说, 因为你们蒙恩, 不但得以信服基督,
This kind of surprises me when I first read it because he says it's a gift.
我惊讶他所说的,他说是一个蒙恩。
I've been in the church for a long time for somebody really young.
我在教会里面,从小的,都是在教会里面长大。
And I understand how faith is a gift.
我知道信心是一个恩典。
But when he says it's been given to you also to suffer, that is confusing.
但是当圣经说信心给我们是一个恩典，以致我们能够为这个信而受苦。
And that is what we want to talk about today.
我们今天就是要思想这一点。
That has been given to us for the sake of Christ, not only to believe in his name, but also to suffer for his sake.
就是说这个恩典给我们不单只是信服基督，也都是为他而受苦。
It has been given to you to look like Jesus.
这个信心,这个恩典给了我们,给了你们,以致我们能够好像耶稣。
The gospel reading for today has a context, and I need to give you that context.
今天我们的福音经文所讲的,我需要和大家一起去看。
What we read for the gospel reading is, Jesus is about to send his disciples out on a missionary journey.
首先就是说,这个主耶稣呢,他就准备是将门徒差派去做宣教工作。The
disciples have been with Jesus for a few months now, and they've learned a lot.
主耶稣的门徒已经和主耶稣一起几个月了,已经学习到了一些东西。But
they're not quite ready, they need to be prepared.
但是主耶稣仍然的是要预备他们。So
Jesus teaches them, and that is the context for what we just read.
所以我们今天所宣读经文就是讲到主耶稣怎样的去预备这帮的门徒。
He says, you need to be prepared.
他说你们要预备。
A disciple is not greater than his master, nor a slave greater than his lord.
学生不能高过先生,仆人不能高过主人。
It is sufficient for the disciple that he should be like his teacher, and that the servant should be like his lord.
学生和先生一样,仆人和主人一样,也就罢了。
If they have called the master of the house Satan, how much more the members of his house?
人既骂家主是别西卜,何况他的家人呢?
That is what we are, members of his house.
我们都一样的,是这个家人。
When we talk about being children of God, it means being members of his house and family.
当我们说称为上帝的儿女的时候,我们就是属于上帝的家。
So if he says, if the head of the house is sometimes even called Satan, how will that not also happen sometimes even to you?
如果家主既然被人骂是别西卜的时候,何况我们属于这个家的家人呢?
When we hear that, I think this is a very stern warning.
对我来说,这个是非常严厉的警告。
It's almost kind of shocking.
以致我或者有些的惊。
I was thinking about it when I was preparing, and if I was a high school sports coach, like a basketball or a football coach, I'd be tempted to take Jesus aside.
或者如果当我做一个教练,或者篮球,或者足球教练的时候,我会拎埋耶稣一起。
Because I'd want to explain to him that when you send your team out onto the field, you don't want to promise them that they're going to lose and or suffering or rejection. You want to promise them gold and glory.
耶稣说,如果你想你的队能够赢的时候,你就不要叫他们受苦,又不要得他们受害,最重要是要赢。
But Jesus is not schooled in the art of the pep talk.
就是主耶稣,他不会说这些事。
He gives it to the disciples straight. He gives them the facts.
主耶稣很直接地对我们说, 他将事实地告诉我们。
He says, many have rejected me, and it will get worse.
主耶稣说, 有很多人都会拒绝我, 会有更多人的,
but don't be fooled. A disciple will be like his teacher.
但你不要以为, 啊, 我们做学生的不会像先生一样。
They have called me Satan. How much more those who bear my name and believe my word?
如果有人是叫我做比西卜的时候, 何况一帮为我而名所传福音的人呢?
They call the head of the house Satan. How much more those who bear my name and believe my word?
如果人是记骂家主是比西卜, 何况同他们的家人怎么说呢?
Those are very heavy words, and I repeated them because when I read them, they sank very heavy on my heart.
这是很严重的警告, 当我再一次提醒大家的时候, 在我心里面是非常沉重。
It also makes it really hard to understand what Jesus says next.
很难的去明白, 那说完之后, 耶稣会还说什么呢?
The very next words, and they're printed right here, say, therefore, or so, do not be afraid of them.
跟着主耶稣说, 所以不要怕他们。
When I read it the first time, I almost had to look back at my Bible to make sure I hadn't missed something.
我看第一次的时候, 我以为自己看漏了些东西, 我要再继续的看一下。
I mean, you will suffer like me, so don't be afraid.
即是说, 你会受因为我的名同我一样的受苦, 所以你不用怕。
You've got the kind of scary part, and then the part where it makes it sound like the scary part doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, 讲了一句或者叫你好惊的说话, 再讲一句其实又不是帮到我们很多的说话。
And somewhere between those two, I would have expected to hear why the scary part doesn't apply to me.
咁我就希望会听啲好安慰嘅说话啦, 但我听唔到。
But Jesus just says, therefore don't be afraid.
主耶稣就是说, 所以不要怕他们。
And if we don't know why we are not to be afraid, we fall into all kinds of problems.
如果我们不知道为什么我们不需要怕的时候, 我们就会出事啊。
We need to understand what our source of courage is.
我们知道我们有这个勇气的来源, 有这个胆量的来源在哪里。
When I think about all the times that I don't have courage, I can think of so many times where it was really hard to be a Christian.
当我想到我自己是失望或者没胆的时候，我的时候做基督徒的，也都是有这样的经历。
There are so many moments, these little moments, and it's always the little moments that are so tempting when it's very hard to stand with a very rejectable word or a very rejectable Jesus.
有时候是很少的片刻，当我经历的， 有人拒绝到主耶稣。
There are times when it's really tempting to hide your identity behind kind of a mask when being a Christian is difficult.
有时候很想的, 虽然自己知道是基督徒, 但我们不想人家知道我们是基督徒, 我们戴上这个面具。
You know, on Halloween, kids go out to trick-or-treat and they put on other costumes to have fun.
在万圣节的时候，或者啲小朋友着佢哋嘅唔同嘅服饰啊，出去去玩。
But in times when speaking the gospel or sharing the word of God is going to be hard, it's so easy to put on a mask or put on a costume and pretend to be something we're not.
虽然或者戴上啲面具，着上啲服装去掩饰我哋。 但当我们传福音的时候，和你讲上帝分享的话语的时候，我们很难去这样做。
It's like it's Halloween for the Christian.
或者好像是基督徒的万圣节。
And we try to hide who we really are.
有时候我们很想掩饰我们自己是真正的基督徒。
Now, this is not just a problem that I struggle with today.
今天不只是我对这个有这样的看法，有这样的问题。
When you read the gospel, you're going to see that time and time again, even the disciples have a problem with this.
当我们继续看到经文的时候，我们知道主耶稣的门徒也都有这样同样的害怕。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, what happened? All the disciples ran away.
在客西马利园那时候，主耶稣的时候，门徒去了哪里呢？他们走了。
A disciple will look like his teacher, but when the names start coming, or it starts getting hard, the Christians put on their masks.
門徒好想嘅，好似主耶穌一樣，但係都當呢個苦難嚟到嘅時候，一班主一班嘅門徒，佢哋就會戴上佢哋嘅面具。
At this point, the very last words that I chose for the gospel reading today, kind of rose up and confronted me.
今日我哋都睇到我揀選呢嘅經文嘅時候，裏邊亦都有啲嘅説話係特別嘅，係叫我能夠好深嘅影響。
And they confronted me because I, of all people, am most aware of how many times I put on my mask.
我覺得好多時候，或者我都係戴上好多嘅面具，以至我聽到上帝嘅説話嘅時候，我深深感受到係對我講。
When I lose courage.
當我或者冇膽量嘅時候。
Jesus said, but whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
所以主耶穌話，如果有人在天父面，在人面前唔認我嘅時候，我在我天上嘅父面前亦都唔認佢。
Those are some of the hardest words in the whole New Testament.
喺新約裏邊，呢啲嘅説話其實係好難嘅去接受。
I think the first time I can remember reading those words was when I was 14 years old and I got very upset.
我14歲。 嗰陣時候，第一次聽到呢個經文嘅時候，我好難嘅去接受，我好唔開心。
And so it's really important actually that I share with you that people even in the Gospel of Matthew were very troubled by these same words.
所以我哋睇到呢班嘅門徒喺馬太福音裏面記載，佢亦都係聽到啲説話嘅時候，或者都好難嘅接受。
So we need to know their story and how they experienced those words so we can understand how they affect us too.
所以我哋要明白到佢哋嘅心裏面嘅感受嘅時候，亦都或者會影有同樣，我哋會有受到呢個感受。
Peter and Judas.
彼得同埋猶大。
You all know both of their stories, but I'll repeat them. Judas, when he had the opportunity, said, sure, you know, I'll give away Jesus or I'll give him up for a little cash.
或者猶大當佢或者係應承一班祭司嘅時候去出賣耶穌嘅時候，我會出賣耶穌為咗一啲嘅金錢。
Said, yeah, I'll give him away for some money.
好，我會收啲錢出賣耶穌。
Then you have Peter.
或者彼得。
So Peter, we all know that story too. He was in the courtyard at Jesus' trial.
當耶穌被受審嘅時候，彼得亦都係喺遠遠嘅喺個嘅花園裏邊。
And it was just a little bit earlier when Jesus had said, "You're all going to fall away because of me."
主耶穌曾經係同一班門徒講：，當我係被捉嘅時候，你哋會係四圍嘅分散。
And Peter stepped forward and he said, "If everybody else falls away, I will not."
彼得嗰陣時好理直氣壯嘅話：，雖然個個人都會走，我唔會走。
So now he has his chance.
彼得有呢個機會。
He is there with all the people who are putting Jesus on trial.
佢喺一班嘅係審問耶穌嘅人嘅當中。
Somebody comes up to Peter and they say, "Hey, don't you know Jesus?"
有人走去彼得面前話：，彼得，你唔係好似係識耶穌嘅？
And he says, no, I don't. Who? No.
彼得就好咋咋地地話：，唔知你講咩嘢？邊個啊？邊個耶穌啊？
Then somebody else comes up and they say, "No, aren't you Jesus' disciple?"
有人亦都走在彼得面前話：，你咪係耶穌嘅門徒當中一個？
Says disciple, I don't even know who you're talking about.
彼得又話：，咩門徒啊？我都唔知你講乜嘢。
Then finally, a lot of people, they're coming up to him and they're saying, "No, you're with him."
咁又有更多人嚟指證彼得啊，你認識耶穌嘅。
And then he finally says, "I'm telling you, I don't even know the guy."
彼得就話：我已經話咗俾你哋聽啦，我呢個人我唔識佢嘅。
He put on a mask.
彼得戴上呢個面具。
He ran away.
走咗。
The difference between Judas and Peter is not that one betrayed Jesus and the other did not.
彼得同埋猶大嘅分別唔係話一個出賣耶穌，一個冇做。
They both betrayed their Lord.
佢兩個都出賣耶穌。
So am I.
我亦都係一樣。
But there is a big difference.
但是有一个很大的分别。
The difference between Judas and Peter is that Judas, when he had betrayed his Lord, did not know the one who had spoken these words.
当犹大有个分别，同彼得嘅分别就系，当犹大出卖耶稣嘅时候，佢唔认识到主耶稣所讲嘅说话。
Those words that we said would haunt them.
呢啲说话后咪后后来会捉咗跟翻住佢哋啦。
Whoever disowns me before men, I will disown before my Father in heaven.
我在人面前如果唔认我嘅时候，我在天父面前亦都唔认佢。
Judas did not know who it was that spoke those words, and so he left the world just in despair.
犹大唔知道主耶稣所讲呢班说话嘅意思，所以犹大嘅好后悔嘅就离开个世界。
But Peter, who also betrayed his Lord, had nothing to cling to, he had no excuses.
他亦都或者是没有原因，没有理由。
Except the mercy of God, and he clung to the mercy of God in human form.
但他知道的就是说，他依靠耶稣，靠近耶稣这个怜悯。
And Peter was restored.
所以彼得能够再一次的悔改更新。
That is really encouraging for me.
对我来说是一个很好的消息。
Because I know how many times I've done that.
我知道我自己多次犯同样的事。
So one thing we need to understand is how important it is to cling to Jesus.
所以我们要认清楚，要好重要的，我们要来到主耶稣的面前。
But Peter was restored.
彼得再一次的更新。
I don't know if some of you don't know, but there's an early church tradition about how Peter died.
或者你听过，或者未听过，有啲嘅早期嘅历史。 教会历史讲到彼得点样嘅系死。
We all know Peter became a missionary to the Jewish people and became a famous missionary.
彼得亦都系向犹太人去宣教、去宣讲，系一个好出色嘅一个宣教士。
And eventually, Peter ended up in the city of Rome.
彼得甚至去到罗马呢个城。
And he preached there, and at the end of his life, he had been a missionary and spoken the word of God in the whole world at that time.
那时候他已经是将这个福音是传遍很多的地方，世界很多地方，他是一个传教士，在一个罗马的城市。
And finally in Rome, Peter was crucified upside down.
最后，彼得他是被钉十字架，是倒转来钉的。
And when you hear that, you need to realize something. You need to stop and notice something.
当你听到的时候，或者你要停一停，思想一下，想一想。
Peter lived and died looking a lot like Jesus.
彼得，他的一生，他的生和他的死都好像耶稣。
They have a lot in common.
他和耶稣有很多相同的地方。
So I thought maybe Peter could explain what I want to say better than I can.
所以或者彼得会对
1 Peter chapter 4, Peter says to the church, he says,
彼得前书的第四章那里，彼得怎么对教会说呢？
Beloved, do not be surprised at the suffering when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼，试验临到你们，你们不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。 你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为上帝荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。Peter
explains to us, he says, don't be afraid.
彼得解释给我们听，叫我们不需要害怕。Because
even in the hour of suffering, of being rejected or insulted or abandoned,
或者有人去拒绝我们，侮辱我们，抛弃我们那个时间。
At the very least, by the grace of God, you look like Jesus.
最少哈，因着主耶稣嘅恩典，我哋系好似耶稣。
You are blessed.
我哋系蒙福嘅。
The Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you and is doing its work.
上帝荣耀嘅灵喺我哋嘅身上运行佢嘅工作。
And that is why Peter says more than just don't be afraid. He says rejoice and be glad.
所以彼得唔系单止话叫我哋唔需要害怕，佢叫我哋能够欢喜快乐。
You might think, oh, Peter, yeah, that's a little too much.
你或者话彼得啊，你好似讲得系太过一啲。
But Peter didn't make up those words. He heard them from Jesus.
但系彼得唔系好简单咁样讲，因为佢系从主耶稣身上学习嘅。
In the Sermon on the Mount, one of the things Jesus said, Jesus' first sermon, blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad. For your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
喺登山部分，主耶稣亦都系对我哋咁样讲：人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
So we focused on some very hard things.
所以我哋今日注意一啲嘅好难嘅明白嘅功课。
But here's what I really want to get across.
但我想真系嘅，你哋知道。
In every situation, you are in a win-win situation.
喺每一个嘅机会里边，我哋都系一个双赢嘅时刻。
If you have an opportunity to comfort someone or share the gospel with someone and they believe it, you have gained a brother or a sister in Christ.
或者主俾你有机会嘅，能够安慰别人，或者同佢哋传福音嘅时候，你能够就系赚到呢一个嘅弟兄或者嘅姊妹。
But if they look at you and they say, forgiveness of sins, you're crazy.
或者佢对你讲啊咩赦罪啊，你傻嘅。
Or resurrection of the dead, get out of here.
或者话啊从死里复活，你走开啲啦。
If you are rejected and you suffer for that word, at the very least, you look like Jesus.
或者你被拒绝，因着主嘅名被羞辱嘅时候，你最少你都系似耶稣。
You have a lot in common with the prophets.
你亦都同呢班先知有同样嘅遭遇。
And that alone is a reason to rejoice and be glad.
就系因着呢咁嘅原因，我哋就能够欢喜快乐。
November 1st is oftentimes called All Saints Day.
11月1号是一个万圣的日。
And originally Halloween came from All Hallows Eve, which means the day before the Day of the Saints.
本来是一个10月31号之前一日呢，是一个讲话是万灵节。
And that was a day where, for a long time, Christians would look forward to the day when all of the relatives that they had lost, would finally, be rejoined with Christ and they would look forward to the resurrection of the dead.
相传记载下，一班基督徒嘅，佢盼望呢一日，佢哋嘅，离开佢哋嘅呢个世界嘅家人啊、亲戚嘅，能够再一次嘅系能够被复活。
We're gonna do that right now.
我哋而家试下咁样做。
When that day comes and Jesus comes as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, people will see him.
当那一日当主耶稣是万王之王、万主之主当人见到他的时候。
And in that day, I also hope that they look back at you and by the grace of God, they will see the things you said and the things you stood for. And they'll stop and they'll notice.
或者我哋嘅亲朋戚友吓，会嗰日再一次嘅记得我哋对佢哋讲嘅说话。
By the grace of God, you look a lot like Jesus.
因着主耶稣嘅恩典，佢会话你真系好似耶稣啊。
That does not mean that you are perfect. But that does not mean that you are perfect.
虽然我哋唔系完全
，But whether you are accepted or rejected, rejoice and be glad because you belong to your identity belongs to Jesus Christ.
或者我哋会被人接受，或者我哋会被人拒绝。但我哋知道我哋嘅身份，我哋呢个恩典，我哋系好似耶稣。
Be bold to share your faith when the opportunity arises, because you are in a win-win situation.
所以我哋要放胆嘅宣讲耶稣嘅福音，因为系一个嘅双赢嘅机会。
So do not be afraid, but rejoice and be glad in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以奉圣父、圣子、圣灵嘅名，叫我哋不要害怕，乃系欢喜快乐。